This is the High Impact Coaching Alliance's Coach for Impact series, featuring interviews and discussions which are designed to help you not only improve, but supercharge your coaching skills. Only at highimpactcoaching.org. And now, here's your host, James Santagata.
Okay, thanks for joining us. Today's spotlight interview, we have Adam Marcus from adammarcus.com. Adam is an MBA and graduate admissions consultant and blogger. How you doing, Adam?
I'm great. Thanks for giving me this opportunity to talk a little bit about my experience.
Great. Thanks for joining us. Just briefly, we wanted to ask you, can you share with us a bit of what you do?
Sure. Since 2001, I've been an MBA and graduate school admissions consultant. Then I went independent in 2007 and started a blog, which has become very popular worldwide. And what I do is I help clients get into top U.S. and European MBA and other types of graduate programs. And this involves helping them with essays, resume, recommendations, application form, interview, as well as such things as like school selection.
Okay, great. And what would you say would make you different than other individuals or companies doing or in the same space?
Sure, I would point to four differences. One, in terms of people who are in Japan, since I know this market very, very well, I'm an expert on working with Japanese clients and with expats based in Japan. Second, because since 2007, my client base has gone very international, I can not only help clients benchmark themselves against, say, Japanese competition, but against competition worldwide. Mm-hmm. At this point, approximately 30% of my clients are Japanese, and then about a third are American, and then the other third are from all over the world. Lots of Indians, lots of Canadians, actually, people from other parts of Asia. So what that gives me is the ability to really benchmark my clients against the overall pool they're going to be competing with, because my objective is to help them get into the best schools, and these are highly competitive programs. Third, I think I provide a high level of personal care and attention. There's nobody else but me helping my clients. So I'm, you know, really devoted to the people I work with to making sure that they, you know, get the best possible result. And four, because the process is extremely stressful, I think that I maintain a very calm and relaxed approach while simultaneously, quite honestly, being very, very thoughtful and looking deeply into the needs of each person I work with. And I think that that works in a good experience for the client.
Okay, great. Also, what type of people might come to you and maybe it's a good fit, and are there any perhaps types of people where it wouldn't be a good fit?
Sure. The type of people who I work with are focused on getting into, for instance, top 15 U.S. MBA programs, top 5 U.S. Masters of Law programs, top 5 European business programs. I'm working basically with people like in terms of Japanese. They're typically coming from Todai, Keio, Waseda, University of Kyoto, top universities. They're coming from top companies. I'm looking for people who have strong English ability, who have solid GMAT scores, and are really, you know, highly competitive candidates. There are other admissions consultants who work with a full range of abilities, and I've done that in the past. But based on who I want to work with and who, fortunately, I have the choice of who I work with, I only focus across the board at people who are looking at top schools.
Okay, so great.
Someone is looking for, you know, entry into a less competitive program, my approach would be to refer them to someone else.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Also, I know there's probably quite a complicated or very involved process, but in general, how would you help them, or what is the kind of initial process?
Sure.
What someone would do to get started
with that? Yeah, the first thing I do is an intake, and that is to initially determine how viable a candidate is in relationship to the schools that they're thinking of applying to. And if I determine that someone really has got a good shot, then that would be the basis for me working with them. I don't work with people who I don't think I can help. And so I think that to me is the most basic thing. You should only work with people you can actually help. The second thing that I do is begin with the assumption that no one actually needs a graduate degree, and that they have to demonstrate that need, because that's what's going to be required in the essays and the interview. And that process helps to really clarify goals and helps to identify passion that the applicant needs to express, and also helps to create an underlying strategy. The next step would be telling compelling stories. And I help my clients identify the kinds of stories they're going to need for their essays and for interviews. Then I help them figure out how to best tell those stories to fit the particular questions that they're going to be asked. And then in terms of sort of my own process for reviewing clients' materials, I'm an extremely good reader. And I think that that's very important, because, you know, you're creating these documents for an audience. And if the person who is helping you doesn't think about that audience all the time and doesn't second guess their own reading, it's a problem. So I have basically a two-stage process for anything I read. I read it once, think about it, put it down, and then read it subsequently. And that means that when I come to it the second time, I'm less reactive in my reading. And what I'm trying to do is look for both the positive and negative interpretations of everything I read, and trying to control for and eliminate the negative reading. That what the client actually submits is a strong overall, positive content. And then, you know, I'd say just the general area of coaching, which involves sometimes, you know, mental support, and sometimes just getting somebody back, you know, just back on track. And that's identifying problems, because like a good coach, one of the things a good coach does is help someone confront their problems, mm-hmm. engage in avoidance behavior all the time. And a coach should be the person who helps you overcome those things that you dislike. Mm-hmm. If you have to deal with them, you have to deal with them. So that's an area where I excel.
Okay, great. Okay, excellent. And then in closing, any other thoughts or comments you'd like to share with the audience today?
Sure. There's a number of people who do admissions consulting. I don't think there's a one size fits all. My approach is going to be different from other consultants. My approach involves my clients writing their own stuff. I provide a lot of guidance along the way. I would also say that if someone is looking for just confirmation of their own set of biases, I'm a terrible person to work with, because my objective is to never sugarcoat anything I say. So what most people say about me, like if you read the testimonials from a lot of my clients, and I have a lot of testimonials on my website, people say I'm extremely direct, but you know, generally a nice guy. Sure. I might say something that's really pretty harsh to someone, but it's not said in a harsh way, but it's very direct, because I think the only way you get someone into a top program and the only way you provide, you know, good advice if you provide honest, direct advice, which some people hear. So if you're the kind of person who, you know, wants your like perspective confirmed and isn't really willing to work hard, I'm the wrong person to work with.
Okay, great. Excellent. Great. Okay, well, thanks so much. So today's guest was Adam Marcus, who is MBA and graduate admissions consultant and blogger. You can find out more about directly at adammarcus.com. That's M-A-R-K-U-S. Great. Adam, thanks so much for being on the program today.
Thank you.
Okay, great. Thanks, Adam.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening. This Coach for Impact program has been a presentation of the High Impact Coaching Alliance. Explore the vast and ever-changing coaching industry from the comfort of your home, office, or even when on the go, while learning about industry trends as well as time-saving shortcuts and best practices from the industry experts themselves. You'll find the Coach for Impact series only at highimpactcoaching.org.